Can I bring you a brief profile of Ivor Kwabena-Greenstreet, the flag bearer of the CPP?
Ivor Kwabena-Greenstreet is the 2016 presidential candidate of the Convention People's Party, CPP. Mr. Greenstreet is the son of two professors from the University of Ghana, Legon, and is the third of four children. He is a lawyer called to the Ghana Bar and the English Bar Inner Temple, as well as a writer and publisher. He contested as a parliamentary candidate in 1996 on the ticket of the People's Convention Party, but had to withdraw due to the Great Alliance at that time. In 2004, he contested as the parliamentary candidate for the Convention People's Party in the Ayawaso West Wagon constituency and had 4,964 votes for the party. He was later elected as General Secretary in 2007 and again in 2011, being the only national officer to be re-elected for a second term. Mr. Greenstreet won the CPP presidential race with a total vote of 1,288, representing 64.2% of valid votes cast, beating Samia Yaba Nkrumah, being the closest contender, who polled 579 votes. Joseph Ejepon and Bryce Akwete polled 83 and 42 votes respectively in the same election, making Mr. Greenstreet winner of the CPP presidential race to represent the party in the 2016 November 7 general elections. The victory of Mr. Greenstreet makes him the first physically challenged person to contest for the presidential race in Ghana. Mr. Greenstreet is an athlete and a member of the Ghana National Rifle Association. Ivor Greenstreet, in October last year, performed exceptionally well at the 5th International Para Trap Grand Prix, which took place in Milan, Italy. He represented Ghana's Black Snipers, being the first African at that event. He is married to the daughter of late former Vice President Kwankwasa Akah. He has been confined to a wheelchair since an accident that occurred one night in Accra as he returned home from overseeing business at a nightclub he owned.
Following the election of Ivor Kwabena-Greenstreet as the CPP flag bearer, we are trying to look at the dynamics as to how he was able to win at the Congress on Saturday. And so to help us do some analysis is a political scientist at the Political Science Department at the University of Ghana, Dr. Evans Agridakon, to tell us something concerning the whole Congress. Good afternoon to you, Doc.
Good afternoon, my brother.
Well, will you describe Kwabena-Greenstreet's win as a surprise?
Not at all. I was not surprised at all that he eventually won. I think, over the years, he's shown so much commitment towards the party. Commitment and loyalty, you know, go together. He has been very loyal to the party. He's held several positions within the party. He's represented the party on a number of platforms, and in all those occasions, you realize that he distinguished himself correctly, discharged his duties diligently. So I think that the party people decided to reward, his loyalty. And so I wasn't surprised. And of course, if you look at the notion that the party introduced, the debate, it also gave the citizens, I'm talking about delegates, the opportunity to also assess the individual, candidates on their own merit. And so he came across as somebody who was very diligent, very meticulous, somebody who was on top of his game. He demonstrated excellent appreciation of the dynamics of the politics of the state. He indicated that he knew the problems confronting this nation. And of course, some of the measures that he put across were things that we think that will help address, some of the critical problems confronting the nation. So I'm not surprised. I wasn't surprised at all that eventually he clinched the deal. Yes.
Well, Doc, looking into the crystal ball and trying to make a prediction, do you foresee Kwabena-Greenstreet, trying to pull a surprise in the November polls? Although it's too early to ask that.
Now, you know that the CPP has been a huge tradition. If you go into the politics, this our checkered political history. CPP is phenomenal, but you know that they suffered a lot after the 1966 coup, and then subsequently when it was trying to recapture its past glory in the 1970s, it was also again truncated in 1981. So that also destroyed his capacity to organize himself a credible, you know, political force in the country. And so under the Fourth Republic, their performance has been very abysmal. And I think largely as a result of the many splinter groups who all claim to have some inclination towards, you know, Nkrumahism or Nkrumah's ideals, but are failing to come together as a united front. No doubt they're going into this contest as underdogs. I mean, when you look at the NDC, the MPP are the top dogs. You know, their presidential, you know, candidates will be the top dogs, and CPP and for that matter any other candidate will come in there as an underdog. What it means is that it costs a lot of hard work. I will insist that, or I will advise that the party, apart from having a bite at the presidency, should also look at how they can build critical support at the parliamentary level, how they can increase their numbers, or build that capacity, because that will give that party visibility and push the party into the center of decision making at that level. You know, we say that parliament is the democratic face of the country, and I will reckon that if NDC MPP won the 2000 general election, they did so largely on account of their visibility. You understand? More than 60 MPs, you know, entering parliament in 1996. You know, the likes of Safi Mahfo, you know, Kunedu Apreku, you know, Hakman Owusu Ajiman, J.H. Mensah, you know, Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo, and among others. These actors could hold their own, you know, and that gave the party a lot of visibility and demonstrated to the rank and file. I'm talking about entire Ghanaians that, look, if we are given the opportunity, they could actually govern this country. So they must also concentrate at that level and build that capacity at that level. And that will help the party going into, you know, future elections. Yes.
Now, Doc, having said that, briefly, there were issues of vote buying leveled against him by Samuel Nkrumah, Professor Jimabi Dwakusa, among others. Do you think that the assertion is right?
Well, you see, it's monocracy, let me put it that way, is something that will undermine the politics of this state. We understand. We should be very careful so we don't reduce our elections to perhaps the ability to pay. These allegations coming from where they are coming are unfortunate, but I don't think that it should be one of foul graves. I don't think so. We need the party, I mean, and the individuals who are making these allegations have come very far. They appreciate the politics of this state. These are no minnows in politics. I don't think that they would want to, they should use this opportunity to undermine that renaissance, if you like, the reawakening within the CPP, you know, tradition. If there was anything like that, I don't. There has been counter. If you look at it critically, the accusations and counter accusations, which are not healthy, going into, you know, future elections, what we all must do. It's a creeping culture, honestly, that we must see how we can deal with it. That how do we govern such that it gets to a point where vote buying will be no longer relevant.